You are listening to This Week Today on the Station of the Year.
20 minutes to the top of the hour. Two very sad story. Two Africans have lost their lives in the war between Russia and Ukraine. One man being a man from Tanzania, a student from Tanzania, 23-year-old student from Tanzania, and the other being a 37-year-old man from Zambia. What were they doing? Why did they lose their lives? They've been conscripted into the Russian war with Ukraine by a company called the Wagner Group, which is a private military operation group that fights in wars on behalf of countries. That's what it does. It's a Russian-based company, fights wars across the world, really, where governments that are under-resourced needs them. But they predominantly are now involved in the Russian war against Ukraine. In particular, how they recruit people is through prisoners. Africans that have been imprisoned in Russia in particular are offered pardons or condemnations if they agree to fight in the war between Russia and Ukraine. But they die. That's what happens. They die. And when they die, their families don't immediately find out about it. It takes a while for them to find out about it. In particular, a Zambian man the 23-year-old Zambian national that died is Lemekani Nyirenda, 23 years old. The man from Tanzania, the 37-year-old man from Tanzania that died, whose family was only told much later into it, his name is Nemes Tarimo. He died. And many more Africans are being offered these deals. Zambia warning its people against it. And various many African countries also releasing warnings against it. The U.S. in particular, while on its roadshow across the continent through its U.S. Treasury Secretary, are also warning about this. And I'd like to hear your views on this. 086-000-2032. Lennon Ndebele, who's News 24's Africa Desk Editor, is with us. Lennon, good evening. Thank you so much for your time. Really, really do appreciate it. I've just cited two cases, but are there more that we don't know about?
Well, good evening to you. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah, well, there are quite numerous cases. We'll only get to know as people die and if governments maybe start probing and talking about it openly, like what Tanzania has done. They've advised their nationals not to fight in wars that have nothing to do with them. So the more governments speak out, probably families will also open up to governments, because in the case of the Tanzanian, the family knew that he was already in Ukraine fighting with the Wagner Group. They actually discouraged him, but still he went ahead with it. I mean, if they told the government what was happening, I'm sure there are quite many people in such predicaments.
And do we know, because they recruit via prisoners, right? Africans that are imprisoned in Russia. Do we have any idea about how many Africans are in Russian prisons?
No, there's no statistics on that. But yeah, they don't only take Africans. They just take prisoners, petty criminals, even people who are serving long jail terms, you know, because if you go and fight there, you're paid and your sentence is commuted and in 2 years you're out. Imagine if you're supposed to be in jail for like 10 years, you're fighting Ukraine for a year and you're out. You know, but it's quite bad for the Russian society in that. Can you imagine a rape criminal coming out way before serving his time, coming back into the community, into society? You talk about robbers and so on. It's quite bad for the social fabric in Russia. Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine that this fuels up a military war industrial complex of sort, where police forces in Russia are incentivized to go and look for people to imprison for no real reason at all, so that they can feed into this war complex, because Russia's military is understaffed. We know that because they've admitted that.
Yeah, you see, one unfortunate thing is that they're just taking people from prisons who are not trained in combat and so on. They're just going there to die as flies. You know, so the more people go there, the more deaths you see on the Russian front. It's quite a sad scenario. And obviously the incentives are there. There are quite a number of individuals that have been sanctioned by the US who are working for the Wagner Group within Russia to recruit these people from prisons.
Yeah. Do we know anything about a statement from the AU speaking out against this at all?
Well, the AU hasn't said anything,
And
not
it's,
to my knowledge. They
yeah.
haven't said anything. Yeah.
Which of the African countries have come out in condemnation? Tanzania, we know, and Zambia has. But other countries, have we heard anything from Congo, from Nigeria, which has a lot of nationals living in Russia?
No, we haven't heard from them. And you have countries like Sudan, Central African Republic, even Madagascar, Libya, Mali, and at some point Mozambique, the Wagner Group working there, working with governments there. So some of our African presidents are tied to Prigozhin and his army because, like, I remember reading something last week where he was saying, I've got arrangements with certain heads of states in Africa. If I pull out, there'll be chaos in their countries. So there's no unity in terms of speaking out against what the Wagner Group is doing.
So I'm going to need you to repeat that because this sounds like a chaotic state of affairs. Certain African presidents can't say anything, can't send out condemnation because they're dependent on the Wagner Group in their countries, conducting military operations.
Especially Mali, because in Mali and the Central African Republic, the government is using the Wagner Group to oppress the public. I mean, to resist some form of change from the people. So they are some sort of an enabler of power retention, so to speak. There's complete chaos here,
Can you describe
and
to us,
this guy,
sorry, can you describe to us what the Wagner Group really actually is?
Well, they are soldiers of fortune, a paramilitary outfit owned by a friend of Putin. I first heard of them in 2014 when they were in Crimea. So basically, what these guys do, they come into Africa, they work with governments, they are paid through mining concessions and so on, so that's how they manage to avoid American sanctions. If their ability to mine gold and smuggle it out has kept many oligarchs in Russia afloat while avoiding Western sanctions.
Yeah, but the US is now threatening sanctions against governments that cooperate with the Wagner Group.
Yes, actually, through the Russia Malign Act, but that law hasn't been passed. Remember, there's a lot of resistance coming from Africa. Because we're now in a multipolar world where Africa is like, okay, fine, let's take what works for us all the time. So, like you saw the Russian Foreign Affairs Minister being given an audience when he came to Southern Africa last week. So, really, America is caught between a rock and a hard place in terms of sanctioning anyone who works with the Wagner Group or Russia, so to speak.
Is there an appetite within Congress to expand sanctions against Russia?
Yes, certainly there is. There is.
Give us a call, 086-000-2032. Let's go to the lines. Miles Budu out in Johannesburg. Good evening.
Look, my brother, are we talking about the same Russia that we were told that most of our liberation fighters went there for training to overthrow an apartheid regime where they let prisoners go out and die instead of doing their time and come out being rehabilitated and reintegrated and go back to their countries as law-abiding and useful citizens? Or is it another Russia?
It's the very same Russia, yeah.
Well, I don't understand. Aren't the organizations in that Russia that are pressure groups that could prevent this from happening? Because you take out a prisoner to go to war that doesn't know nothing, even how to handle a firearm and ammunition and how to survive. And is it not maybe that it is compulsory? They are forced, but come and tell us that that person did it voluntarily.
Look, I wish I could say those groups exist, but we don't know, right? There's a media blackout. Putin controls the entire media that's being consumed in Russia. He is the newsmaker and the news controller. So many Russians don't even know about this war happening.
And South Africa is supporting Russia in all this mess that is not going to end sooner rather than later, and innocent people are dying in Ukraine.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if you want to read anything into Sergei Lavrov's visit to South Africa recently, then that it may you may read into it that South Africa supports that. But just coming back to this to home base ground, Lenin, there was a SADC meeting quite recently about stability and peace and security in SADC, in particular in Swaziland. Did the Mozambique issue at all come up?
Not to my knowledge, but they spoke about basically like a small review of how they are faring this year so far, but nothing major was discussed about Mozambique.
So there's no concern of the Wagner Group operating in Mozambique?
No, the Wagner Group pulled out of Mozambique just last year, early last year, when SADC and the Rwandan forces became the major players. They remember at the time when the Wagner Group was in Mozambique, there was also the Dyke Group by Colonel Dyke, a former Rhodesian colonel. So when the SADC forces and the Rwandans came in, there was no room for these private paramilitary companies.
Yeah. Give us a call, 086-000-2032. Let's have a listen at some of your WhatsApp voice notes that's come through on our WhatsApp line.
Oliver, I don't think the American government has got any moral authority to make the statements that they are making about the Wagner Group. Not that I'm condoning what the group is doing. Actually, they are mercenaries. But the Americans also have got their own version called Blackwater, which was started by a guy called Eric Prince. It does exactly the same, and it had a branch as well here in this country in Cape Town. The story of Mark Thatcher and the people who went to Equatorial Guinea to try and overthrow the government was through Blackwater. So America has got no moral authority to can make such statements. They are as bad as the Russians when it comes to their version of the Wagner Group. Lucky Pretoria East.
Thank you so much for that, Lucky. Appreciate it. Let me ask you, Lenin, are there American-based paramilitary groups operating in Africa?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. It's only the official army, you know, they are having...
The U.S. military.
And the Navy, they are patrolling our shores and stuff. No soldiers of fortune from the U.S., there's no A-team.
Yeah, so to speak. And European paramilitary groups, do we know of any of them operating in Africa?
Well, not really, but he raised an interesting issue. Mark Thatcher and Simon Mann were going to Equatorial Guinea to dislodge Obiang. You know, they passed through Zimbabwe and they actually recruited guys from South Africa, you know. Well, there are one or two people that will be linked to these kind of operations, but not officially known as outfits, you know. I mean, the Wagner Group is a known entity. It's got offices in many African countries. It's got shelf companies in Dubai. And everywhere that the U.S. is targeting. So there are something that's an institution, so to speak.
To that effect, do you ever foresee a situation where the Wagner Group can directly recruit from African states, not having to go through Russian prisons and recruiting desperate Africans in prison?
Well, they are doing it in Cameroon. In Cameroon, they are doing it, and those that try to run away from fighting for them, they are followed back to their families. There's one touching case of a Cameroonian guy who worked with Wagner for a year, and then he left, but his other friends remained, and they are now in Ukraine. And when they die, the families are not told, because it seems the Wagner Group is trying to avoid paying a compensation for lost life. Yeah, in Cameroon and Central African Republic, yeah, they are recruiting.
My goodness. Let's take a listen at some of your other WhatsApp voice notes coming through on our WhatsApp line.
Good evening, SFM. The issue talking about Africa involving Russia, it's true. Some people, there are a lot of East Africa, or different countries, particularly East Africa immigrants, who don't have paper, they're arrested and they recruit and they tell lie also. They said they're going to give more money, but they never give. Some people have lost their life. That's true, really. A lot of East Africa, and they were in Russia. And then some of them paper, some of them don't have paper, some of them, so they arrested those who don't have paper. And they tell lie before they say there's some money, and then there's nothing come out, really. But that's a true East Africa. There's a lot of, we know them.
Oliver, if those people, they are going voluntary, they're going by themselves to join Russia to fight, it's not a problem. We can see the video. There are people are coming from France and many countries to help Ukraine to fight against Russia. If someone also is feeling that he can join Russia to fight Ukraine, that is his choice. There's nothing wrong about that. But the problem, the way they are forcing the one who are in prison, but joining Russia to fight, if you want, you are willing to, there's no problem with that, because not everybody see Russians like evil. No, American, they are evil. They are the one who are making Africa to be uncomfortable. Thank you.
South Africa had also a mercenary group called Green Grass, which was joined by most of the former Special Forces 5 reconnaissance members. Kanjo,
I don't know about that. I'll read up on that. First time hearing of that. But thank you so much for those voice notes. Really, really do appreciate it. There is a sentiment across the continent, Lennon, that America is an evil and a plague to the continent, right? But does that sentiment allow African presidents, heads of states, and even African citizens to lend sympathy to Russian and the Russian campaign in Ukraine?
Well, I think for us to understand why African heads of states are somehow sitting on the fence or supporting Russia in a way, we have to look at like during the colonial era, the USSR was very supportive of Africa in terms of the decolonization agenda. Yeah, so basically, we are caught between African countries that are enjoying aid coming from the US, and military support coming from Russia, especially these despots who are in power. They are kept in power by people like the Protes and the Wagner Group.
Mm. It's quite unfortunate, right? But is there any sort of internal pressure by African citizens, rising up against their own state, or at least protesting against their state for their, passivity towards Russia?
Not at all.
It's not an issue Africans think about, that African households care about.
No, not. There hasn't been anything out there where people actually demonstrate or vent their anger and so on. But what is there is we find these Russians taking over in Mali, the French forces and the UN peacekeepers are supposed to be out by June.
Yeah.
In Mali, the junta in Mali is working with the Wagner Group, and this influence is spreading in the Central African areas and even West Africa, so to speak. So basically, these leaders who don't want to be accountable are the ones that are enjoying working with the Wagner Group. They shy away from a rules-based world where everything is done constitutionally, there's transparency, strong institutions, as you call them, and so on. So basically, despots are the ones that are working with these guys. But unfortunately, in their countries, people can't stand up. I mean, freedom of expression in Africa is something of a pipe dream in many countries, you know.
Yeah. Lennon, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really, really do appreciate it. Lennon Ndebele, who is the editor of the News24's Africa Desk. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for your time as well. Really, really do appreciate it. From myself and Lesego, as well as Lyle, standing with us to this evening for the first time, we thank you. We're back with you next week. Cheers.